So the big meeting. We touched on it again. We touched on it a little yesterday. Oh, I had tacos last night. They still are in my stomach. They have not settled. We talked a little about it yesterday. Remember, I was saying how the GOP establishment plan take the nomination from Trump and then give it to googly eyes Scott Walker. And I said you'd have to blow up Trump's plane. You have to have it get lost somewhere in Malaysia. You have to do something like that. Because he's not going to go quietly. He's not going to just go, oh, okay. No problem. I'm just going to go. So, the meeting is at the Stein Erickson Lodge in Deer Valley Park, Utah. Yes. It's called the Experts Enthusiasts Summit, the E2 Summit. You want to talk about a who's who of geniuses, okay? A who's who of geniuses. We're talking googly eye Scott Walker. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're talking Tom Cotton. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're talking about Meg Whitman. Oh, yes. But here's two names that just jumped out at me, and I'm like, oh, forget about it. Forget about it. I mean, this is the expert summit. This is serious thinkers going on here. Stuart Stevens, yes, Stuart Stevens, and drum roll, Anna Navarro. Yes. The great Anna Navarro from CNN. In case you don't know who Anna Navarro is, she hasn't worked on a winning campaign in many, many years. But she is Hispanic. I think she says she's Nicaraguan. And of course, her being Hispanic and her being a Republican gets her in the doors with a lot of these campaigns because, you know, you need the Hispanic vote to win. If you don't have the Hispanic vote, you're not going to win. So you need the Hispanic vote. And, of course, she's one of them special Republicans that are for open borders, just let everybody come into the United States. It doesn't matter who. And she's been here for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years. And he's a big like that. Hello, la, la, la. You know, the big fake accent. Because you don't live in the United States from another country for 30 or 40 years and still have just it just doesn't happen, okay? It just doesn't happen. Not where I come from. Sorry. So these are the great thinkers. These are the great thinkers. They're going to be at the summit. Of course, you'll have Paul Ryan, Rance Priebus, and, of course, the great Ben Sasse. So, there you go. And guess who wasn't invited? It really is the cool, well, I don't want to say cool kids. They think they're cool. the cool kids having a party, and they didn't invite Trump or people who are friends with Trump. Chris Christie wasn't invited. Even though last year he went and gave a big speech. This year, not invited. Not invited. Chris Christie, not invited. Oh, the cool kids. The cool kids. So there you go. There's the summit. There's the summit. The cool kids summit. Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Bill Kristol will be there. Tom Cotton. I mean, just the presence of Stuart Stevens. I mean, forget about it. You're really talking a genius. You're really talking a success. You know, all these people, not all of them, but a decent amount are losers. And again, I'm not saying losers like, oh, that person's a loser as a human. I'm talking about loser as far as things that they have done. Stuart Stevens hasn't won an election. I mean, the two campaigns he worked on were losses. Mitt Romney. I mean, it's amazing that Mitt Romney is so involved considering he's a loser. I mean, he lost. He lost once going for the nomination. And then he lost again once he got the nomination and ran for president. I mean, he's a two-time loser. I mean, he's been rejected by the people twice. Overwhelmingly. So everybody that worked on his campaign are losers. I mean, that's like having a football team that keeps losing in the playoffs. That loses in the Super Bowl. Who the hell wants to hire the coaches? Who wants to hire anybody from a team that can't win? Anna Navarro? I mean, what the hell is Anna Navarro? I mean, Anna Navarro? And it just shows you with CNN, the whole concept of them trying to be or appearing to be, whatever it is, as far as a news agent. I mean, Anna Navarro is anti-Trump. And when they have a panel, and you have liberal, and then Anna Navarro, because she's a Republican strategist, and the name is listed on the bottom, but she's anti-Trump. The primary's not going on anymore. The Republicans have a nominee. So if you're anti-Trump, then you are part of the liberal panel. So it's really just a panel of people bashing Trump. Anna Navarro. But they're all losers. Paul Ryan. I mean, he lost. I mean, he's a congressman. Yes, I know. He's the Speaker of the House, but you know, he lost. His big shot in the spotlight, he lost. Him and Mitt Romney, they lost. He hasn't done anything since he's been in Congress. Anything. He hasn't done anything. There has not been one accomplishment since he's been in the House that Republicans can say, look, huh, look. Nothing. You know, at least when Bill Clinton was in office, any of the success that happened back then, it had to be shared with the Republicans led by Newt Gingrich. I mean, that's just a fact. That's just a cold, hard fact. But Ryan, not successful. Meg Whitman? Meg Whitman, big failure. Big, big failure. I'm not talking about business. I'm not talking about in the private sector. I'm talking about politics. She lost her run, her race, or whatever you want to call it, for being the governor. Lost. She lost bigly. Bigly. So it's really just like a who's who of losers. I mean, it's just like a whole list of Cleveland Browns. It is. It's a list. This is the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns of 1990. Cleveland Browns of 2000. What? Just you? Whatever. I don't even know when the Cleveland Browns. When were they good? With Jim Brown? Cleveland Browns. So that's it. That's the big summit. And they're going to try to convince Rens Priebus. I mean, if you look at Rens Priebus, what has he done? Absolutely nothing. So they're going to try to convince Rens Priebus to create rules. Create a new set of rules that will let delegates cast their vote with their conscience. If they can make Rens Priebus change the rules, the plan is they will vote with their conscience. So now they will convince delegates who, I might remind you, represent the people of their state who have voted for Trump to vote their conscience, meaning side with the Never Trumpers and go against the people of their state. I know, it's a genius idea, isn't it? It's a genius idea. Might be one of the best ideas I've ever heard. Like, I mean, how does that work? Seriously, how does that work? How does that work? I don't know. Sometimes I think this is, again, just happening to create buzz, create some news cycle headlines to try to keep some of these people relevant, because no one cares about Mitt Romney. Nobody cares about Meg Whitman. No one cares about Stuart Stevens. Because their plan is completely ludicrous. I mean, it really is. Because remember, this is something that would build. I mean, just think of the whole concept of the next 6 weeks. Rules being changed. I mean, it's unfathomable. You have the Democrats who are lined up. Remember, they're lined up behind each other. They are lined up behind each other. They've all gotten in line. They've all gotten in line. just like Democrats always do. And every day, they will be running a general election. Obama will be going out with Hillary Clinton. I got to imagine at some point Bernie Sanders will be out there with Hillary Clinton. And they will keep hammering and hammering and hammering and hammering. Just hammering. And the Republicans are going to change rules. I mean, just think of the insanity of this. The Republicans are going to change rules. They're going to fight. This is going to go on for days and days and weeks. All heading into the convention where delegates will vote their conscience and on the floor say, we do not vote for Donald Trump. We vote for Scott Walker. Hey, come on. I know it's good TV. I know it keeps all these people's names in the press. It keeps their names chugging along in the political sphere, but it's suicide. It's suicide for the GOP. It's suicide for the people that are involved in this. I mean, it's suicide. And it's insane. It really is. It's insane. It's just insane. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Imagine a state like Florida. Imagine a state like Florida where Trump got, I don't know, a million one votes. He hammered Rubio. And that's his state. Hammered Rubio. Beat him more than 2-1. Hammered Jeb Bush. I think Jeb even dropped out by then. He might have still been on the ballot. But regardless, Trump just annihilated everyone in Florida. Everyone in Florida. And that Florida delegate, those Florida delegates are going to stand up at the convention and go, we are voting with our conscience, and we are nominating Scott Walker. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? New York, where Trump won, just overwhelming. Trump won bigly. Pennsylvania, where he won bigly. The delegates are going to stand up and say, we are voting with our conscience. And so we are nominating Scott Walker. I mean, it's just insane. It really is. It's insane. Absolutely insane. We are voting with our conscience. And the 900,000 people that voted for Trump in Pennsylvania, more than who voted for Romney in 2012, more than who voted for McCain in 08, more than voted for Bush, they're all going to go, oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. We stood in line for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. We stood in line to cast our vote for Donald Trump, and now you're telling us that it's a do-over. And remember, guys, Remember, you have 6 weeks worth of this to the buildup at the convention. All cameras are on every delegate from every state doing their big conscience. And Trump is, what, in the green room watching this unfold? And he's doing nothing? His supporters that are there, because you know there will be tens of thousands of supporters, they're doing nothing? I mean, if you got an arena that holds 25,000 people, what do you think? You're going to fill it with 25,000 never-Trumpers? So now what do? With the thousands and thousands and thousands of Trump people, what do you do with Trump? What do you do with, I don't know, a staff of maybe 100? I mean, it's just, it's really impossible. This whole concept is impossible, but yet the liberal rags like Politico, Daily Beast, BuzzFeed, they actually put this story out there like it's a logical and realistic story. They do. And they have quotes. They have quotes. Stuart Stevens says this. Anna Navarro says this. And then they go to a Bill Kristol tweet. They go to a Bill Kristol tweet and they go, oh, Bill Kristol said this. Like, this is real. Like this is going to happen. No one in these rags ever writes, this is completely unrealistic. It will never happen. It's incredibly stupid. Throw out some of these points of stupidity. Bomb, bomb, bomb. They don't do that. Me, the king of podcasts, I do it. I do it. Amazing. So we'll see what comes out of that this weekend. Started, I don't know what, last night? Today? I don't know. But it'll get some buzz over the weekend, and Monday, everybody will talk about it, because some of the speeches that people are giving, the press is not allowed to be at, but others, the press will be. But of course, people will leak stuff to the press. People will leak stuff to some of the, like, Robert Costa, Washington Post, or Katie Turr. Yeah. These geniuses. It's fun. You got Anna Navarro, who's does the CNN panels, who's going to be at some of these closed-door meetings. So she's going to come back, and she's going to tell whoever's on CNN. Stop. Just please stop. Just stop.